Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 42 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. In the previous session, the Chafetz Chaim explored a situation where a person knew bad information about somebody, something that they did that was truly improper, but we were dealing with a person who was basically a good person, and the assumption was, or at least the suggestion was made, that the person would be receptive if you would approach them and try to encourage them to improve. The wording was, "Belashon rako, kidei shelo yachli menu," to do it privately and softly, respectfully, so that you're not embarrassing the person. In this session, we explore what happens if it's not such an easy deal. Again, we know something troubling, we know Lashon Hara about a person. We understand that we're not allowed to go and shame them by relating this information to other people, but we really want to take action and try to put an end to the bad. What is it that we're allowed to do? So the Chafetz Chaim writes, "Im hu roe, if he sees, she'achote, that this person who's doing the wrong thing, hu me'avilim haleitzim, he's a scoffer, he's a bad person, always making fun of things that are important, hasonim lemochicham, he hates people who try to set the record straight." So then, the pasuk describes such a situation as al tochach leitz pen yisna eko. Don't give rebuke to such a scoffer, because he'll just hate you. Uvevade lo yiskablu devarav beoznav, and he certainly will not listen to what you're saying. What are your choices? What could you possibly do if it's very important that something be done? So at the end of the paragraph, the Chafetz Chaim suggests, Yochol legalos hadover behatznea l'rabba u'le'ish sodo. You're allowed to release the information privately to the person's mentor or to the person's confidant. Im yeda, if he knows, ki yamin devarav kedivrei shnei edim, that this mentor or confidant will believe him, even though he's only one person, which is why he couldn't go to Beis Din, for example. Can't accomplish anything if you're only one person. Can't be cross-examined. Al pishnayim edim yakum davar, only with two people. So he's approaching this person of influence if he feels that the person will trust him enough to discreetly take action. Umuta l'rabo, there would therefore be a certain allowance to the mentor if he believes, if this person relating it is trustworthy, he would have a certain allowance to take action in terms of approaching the person from his vantage point with his influence and trying to correct the issue. But the mentor would not be allowed to relate this information to other people. Again, if you could approach the person, then you could approach them. If you can't approach them, then you might consider who is there of influence that might trust you in your information and be able to approach them with some degree of influence. The Chafetz Chaim, in the middle of the paragraph, considers the possibility of going likrovav shel hachote, to the relatives of the person who has done wrong, with the assumption that perhaps they will be able to have influence. And in the footnote, he cautions, Ma'od ma'od, excessively so, tzorach ha-mesaper lehisyashev bedavar, must a person exercise caution before he goes to the relatives, because usually the relatives will not believe the information, and it will simply bring to increased arguments. Va'asheva al ta'isa odif. And if that's the case, in fair judgment, in the estimation of the person, that it'll just bring to arguments, then it's better for him to be passive than to try to take a foolhardy step in rectifying the wrong, which will only result in greater wrong and greater ill will. One final point, even if a person is allowed to relate the information to somebody for a constructive reason, we must be careful that it's l'shem shamayim, that it's done for the sake of heaven, lo b'sinasa lo, and not out of hatred. And therefore it becomes very important that if the reason we're talking up is because we ourselves were wronged, even if we were to veil it in a sanctified, self-righteous veil, I'm just making sure it doesn't happen again to anybody else, we would have to be very certain that the tone we use, the judgments we employ, and the way we conduct ourselves is not out of hatred and ill will, but rather because we're truly trying to set things in a better way. And if that's the case, this concept of discreetly sharing the information in a constructive fashion may apply. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.